Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's start with this, Caleb Williams, because that's where we're always going to start until we have established that he is the franchise quarterback that the Bears drafted him as number one overall. And we knew that in his development, especially in year two, getting a brand new head coach, a brand new playbook, a brand new play caller, that there were going to be bumps along the way. Last week, we saw one of those bumps. And while maybe he didn't play as poorly as some people have termed it, he still did not play well enough to be the best quarterback on the field, going up a guy in Tyler Huntley, who had about half as many NFL starts as him, and who was clearly a backup, a guy that was promoted off the practice squad to come up and be the Ravens starting quarterback in the 30-14 win. Here's what I'll say. When you look at what Caleb Williams has done to this point, and you look at who he's done it against, you can go back and say the high mark was the Dallas game, of course, against a poor defense. This Bengals defense represents the last great shot to serve as a true springboard and say, hey, beat up on the people you can beat up, the little sisters of the poor, as they used to say back in the day. The Bengals defense is bad at not only pass defense, but also stopping the run. It's all there for Ben Johnson, and you know, based on his resume, he will scheme it up appropriately. It's up to Caleb Williams to go out and deliver. And whether it's Joe Flacco or Jake Browning, he can't be the second best quarterback on the field. He has to step up. This is it for him. If he doesn't, the Bears fall to 4-4. And also, you can't depend on those takeaways anymore. We now know what the Bears look like without takeaways. It's got to be on Caleb Williams to step up and say, I'm good enough to get it done. Not that you're a finished product by any means, but against this defense, if not now, then when?
Let's see some touchdown tosses from Caleb Williams, because I agree with everything you said. Like, this is almost a second chance at beating a bad defense, because guess what? Even though Roquan Smith was back for Baltimore last week, which did make a difference, it does make a difference to have an all-pro linebacker back. That team was not that impressive against the Bears, and the numbers even going in were bad. To your point, the Bengals' defense, points per game, 32nd. Total yards per game, 32nd. Passing yards per game, 30. This is the Bengals' defense. Rushing yards allowed, 32nd. So again, and I just whipped through that because I did the same thing with Baltimore, and obviously the Bears got burned by that team. But touchdowns, touchdowns, touchdowns. The Bears in the red zone, 19 red zone trips in the past five games, 7 touchdowns to 9 field goals. In conclusion to my thesis here, the Bengals defense has allowed TDs 70% of the time in the red zone. So the last defensive category that I didn't mention before, red zone defense sucks for the Bengals. To your point, Marshall, Bears have to score touchdowns, have to show that they can run it up a little bit this week.
Touchdowns, I think, solve a lot of the problem. I don't necessarily know if you're going to come away from the game being completely satisfied with whatever you see, if that's the metric. You know, I think when Ben Johnson has to come to the podium, or in this case, the Zoom session on Monday, and say, I saw him take steps forward. And then people have to ask, or they're like, oh, well, Ben Johnson said it. Well, what do you think? What do you who watch the game think? I don't need the head coach to tell me what I saw. So people need to ask themselves, like, how do you feel coming away from this game? What's going to be satisfactory to you? And when I think about what I want to see in this one, number one, it's, okay, well, when we hear Ben Johnson say on Wednesday, Rome Odunze is the primary read a lot of the time when Caleb is locking it on Rome. That's why people are understanding the two. What are you seeing versus what the plan is? Who's the other reads? You know, I don't talk a lot about DJ Moore dropping a ball. I don't talk a lot about something being forced to DJ Moore, because usually if something's being thrown in his direction, he's catching it. So I think about that part of it. Like, how are you understanding your personnel as the quarterback versus trying to make something happen? Additionally, over the middle seems to be a real problem. But even, I think, take all of that out. Take out everything that we've talked about, even what you saw outside of the interception, the two intentional groundings, those are huge. Even if they have fewer false start penalties because Cadence is more in sync with the line, that would be a big improvement. Like, there's ways to measure this where you could say to yourself, you need to have a sense of understanding as to what your progress needs to be for Caleb Williams. And then you could also say any one of these would show that there's some change happening.
The biggest thing when you talk about the change happening, here's what I want to see. I want to see touchdowns, like Mark alluded to, over field goals, which the Bengals clearly will allow.
I think we're all in agreement there.
But the Bengals, you know what they don't control? They don't control what you, as an offense, do before the ball is snapped. And so when you get to the red zone, can you not shoot yourself in the foot multiple times, as we've seen that they have done
death drives
in recent weeks? Yes. No more death drives. How about
How many death drives would be acceptable? Because there were three Sunday?
You had an honorable mention, four, right? Was there an honorable mention? I don't know. But there were three death drives last week. The fourth quarter interception drive, hate to bring up last week. Death drive two was where Duvernay had the 50-yard punt return and the Bears did nothing with it. And death drive three last week was the second grounding play after Caleb had the 22-yard run where he didn't get out of bounds. So that was death drive three. No, Layla, to answer your question, their death drives are unacceptable. I will not even set an over-under for death drives because they shouldn't happen. They just shouldn't happen.
No, and that's the point. When you talk about, okay, well, more touchdowns, what's stopping them from getting touchdowns? I don't necessarily think it's the play calling. I think it's what they're doing as far as self-inflicted wounds.
Well, I mean, you should be able to quarterback sneak from 2 yards, 1 yard out, and move forward, for example.
Absolutely. So clean it up. That's on Ben Johnson and his staff, also the players, obviously. But we heard a lot of talk about leadership.
Ben Johnson isn't running behind the guard.
Right, but he's the one who said, I shouldn't have called a quarterback sneak in that situation.
Which I still don't understand why he said.
It was more of a clock issue, I think.
Both things might be right there. Like, the Bears, Layla, you and I are on the same page. Any team worth its soul, offensive line worth its soul, running back worth its soul, quarterback worth its soul, you need to be able to get 1 yard. There's just, like, and the Bears have proven now a handful of times, or let me not exaggerate, three times that I've seen, two in one game, back-to-back plays where they couldn't get 1 yard behind the interior of their offensive line. So that certainly is something that has to be taken seriously.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to diss on you. I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to listen. There are times where I'm just like, you know, this is what the Bears are going to say this week, and they can say it, but I'm not going to repeat it because I disagree with it. And then there are times where I think, oh, he's actually saying something that is valid to the discussion based on what we all saw. And in those moments, we're not talking about the dearth of touchdowns in the same way. If even they can execute a quarterback.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sneak in that scenario.
I think that's fair, but I don't think executing the quarterback sneak necessarily means they win last week's game. And that's kind of right. More my overall point as we talk about COE, Caleb over everything, and why this is a must-have game for Caleb Williams and his performance here on Raheem Harris and Grody. I think the bottom line is you got to cut out the mistakes. We are going to be halfway into the season. Approximately 8 out of the 17 games after this is over. You can't have double-digit penalties killing drive after drive, creating these death drives that Mark Grody is talking about. I think for Caleb, he has to be at his best. We need to see something more resembling that of the Dallas game because that's the level of defense you're going up against.
Do you guys think that this topic kind of was prevalent yesterday throughout the day, and Caleb over-targeting Rome Odunze?
Yes.
Do you think that is going on here?
I mean, do I think that,
yeah.
I know a lot of our listeners do.
Because
you could argue the tape backs it up, too, in terms of him staring, whether it's him staring him down, forcing into.
And you can argue saying, the defense knows it, too, because that's how the ball was intercepted.
And that's what I'm saying when I say, like, the forcing of, it's okay to say, my guy is going to go up and get it, if you will, Guagi, but there's a time and a place. There are situations. When you have the plethora of weapons that Caleb Williams has at his disposal, it should be a quicker, you find somebody who's actually open first before you worry about that. Like, give him a chance if it's a true ball, you feel like he can go up and get it. But it wasn't like the interception. It was a go up and get it situation down the field. That's not what that was. So I think he needs to be able to recognize whether it's the running back in the flat, whether it's another option on the other side of the field. His eyes have to move in such a way where he's not staring down Rome Odunze. I think anybody will tell you that.
Right, and I think most of us at the beginning of the year probably did, though, pick Rome Odunze to be the Bears' top wide receiver. But Ben Johnson has said it. He loses sleep trying to figure out how to get the ball to all the different weapons that are on this team. So we know that Ben Johnson wants it. There has to be a leading wide receiver. There's no doubt. You got to have a guy that you can depend on for the big plays. And maybe that's what's developing with Rome Odunze. And obviously it's lopsided relative. I think he has 20 more targets than, I want to say, DJ Moore and Olamide Zaccheaus, somewhere in that area. So it's too big, but I do kind of like the idea that Rome is separating himself as a number one receiver because we know that you have to have that guy.
Our quarterback talk here in Raheem Harris and Grody is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I just don't even like the fact that I'm speaking about DJ Moore and Olamide Zaccheaus in the same kind of breath when it comes to targets. It just doesn't make sense, especially when the offensive philosophy of Ben Johnson is make the same things look different and the different things look the same. By definition, that probably means that your tight ends have more targets. By definition, that means that DJ Moore does too because of his versatility and his yak and rack and that potential. I shouldn't always have to talk about DJ Moore as a running back option. You know, there's certain things that structurally, that's not how this team was set up. Now, do you have to do that because the parts don't fit together in a way that makes it make sense? If you're having to make those adjustments, those wholesale adjustments, then that's an issue too. That goes in part of this. But regardless, you don't have to force the ball over the middle in a crucial situation to the guy who the entire defense expects you to target.
There's no world in which I thought we'd be through 7 games and with both players being healthy, that Olamide Zaccheaus and DJ Moore would have the same number of targets and that DJ Moore would have just one more reception than Zaccheaus. There's no world in which I... Did you think at the beginning of the season that that's what we were going to be looking
No, I did think that Olamide Zaccheaus was going to be an important part of the offense, and I think I said like he could definitely be that safety valve, that third down guy, making big plays. But no, to answer your question directly, no, I would not have predicted that they would have a similar amount of targets up to this point. It should be DJ Moore, of course.
And frankly, when you consider how the offense is built and where you know those personnel to work, that tells you a lot about how the quarterback is reading the field. That tells you a lot about what his secondary read is at the check down. And yeah, you're going to get a lot of that during a game, but you don't want it to be during each and every one. You know, especially when Ben Johnson did talk about game flow. You know, before the season began, he talked about taking what the defense gives you. And I don't necessarily know that we're to all of this yet. You know, we're to all of this in this offense. This is Raheemy Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score. We are here until 2 o'clock. It is Layla Raheemy, Marshall Harris, and Mark Daryl Grody. And our Halloween names are The Bucket, Mars Hall, and Daryl. So we're going to go with that.
The Bucket?
The Bucket. Oh, yeah. Steve-O
and
The Bucket.
I'm not hyphenated. Lose the mark, by the way.
Steve-O and The Bucket. We broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers.
Daryl.
Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Ray Diaz, Sean Sears, and Brandon Fryer are our producers today. And you can call us, 312-644-6767. We want to know what you think about this topic as well. How crucial is this game for Caleb Williams? What do you want to see in this game against a Bengals defense that gave up 39 points last week to the Jets?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.